Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017.
The biggest names,
provocative interviews,
and wall-to-wall exhibit hall coverage.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
On the American Foundation for the Blind website, you'll find everything you need to know about blindness and visual impairment. Search our national job bank, discover the history of Helen Keller, read our blog on current issues, find professional resources, and even more. Our site is completely accessible. Check it out at www.afb.org.
Now, here's Joe Steinkamp.
Hey everyone, Joe Steinkamp here in a super secret location with my good friend Dave Wilkinson.
We are in the bunker.
Yeah, so much so. We're here to talk about a thing that's just been announced. In fact, as you're listening to this, it is being shown right now in San Diego on the floor, but we have a super sneak peek in a very quiet area so you can actually hear the device a little better and we can dive a little deeper into, can I say the name?
Yes.
I can say the name. Into the Polaris.
The BrailleSense Polaris.
Look at that. I like that. Let's see. So that would be the BSP.
The BSP.
Oh, okay. I like it.
Hadn't thought about that, but it works for me.
Yeah, well, you know, if it was BSG, then it would be Battlestar Galactica, and that could be confusing, and that would be bad. That would be...
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Really bad. Yeah, especially if you had something called a Cylon in there somewhere.
That would be so awesome.
This
32 thing, Braille Cylon.
Oh, yeah, just call it a new kind of pin. It is black and silver, so it kind of has a Cylon look to it. It's black on top, kind of glossy, and a silvery finish around it, and black matte on the bottom. It looks very, very sleek. It doesn't look like it's a big piece of Tupperware.
Awesome! Which is fortunate, because it's not a big piece of Tupperware.
No, it is very thin.
I think one of the things that's amazing about the BrailleSense Polaris, the one that Joe is looking at in front of him, and the one that I have in front of me, is a 32-cell BrailleSense Polaris. It is our next note taker. It's our next addition to the BrailleSense note taker family. And it actually comes in lighter than our older BrailleSenses. It comes in, I was looking at it earlier, and I'm really not very good with things like numbers, which is why I'm in sales, but it's like 1.67 pounds. So it's under a pound and 3/4, which is really way cool. Whereas the U2 was, you know, over 2 pounds. Most anything else that's out there is over 2 pounds.
And flat. I mean, it's
very flat.
If you have a sleeve, if you want to slide that into like a MacBook Air kind of sleeve, that would fit quite nicely. Although it's nowhere near as tall and wide as a MacBook Air. It's very much a note-takery size and perfect for the hands.
It is. It really fits the hands pretty well. And I guess to give a description of it for folks that are out there, you have... Looking at the top of the BrailleSense Polaris, you have stereo speakers, and in between the stereo speakers, you've got a small LCD display, which, you know, our BrailleSenses have had for a long time. Just to sort of give an idea of the ports, now that we've talked about the top a little bit, we're going to reverse everything and go around the unit, and then we'll come back to the top.
So start up at 12 o'clock, I guess?
We're going to start at the back left. We have a Kensington lock available, so that if you want to secure your BrailleSense Polaris and make it impossible for someone else to take it away, you can do that.
Okay.
We also have an HDMI port moving across the back. And on the far right-hand side on the back, we have our traditional AC power jack for charging the BrailleSense. But hold on to that charging thought, because there are plenty of other ways to charge it, and we'll get into those in just a second.
Okay.
As you come down the right-hand side, we have an SD card slot. What is it, SDXC?
Okay, the newer one that takes the newer cards. It's not a micro, is that a micro?
It's not a micro.
Okay, so it's a standard SD kind of SD card slot.
And then as you're moving forward, you've got a USB micro that also works as a USB 3 OTG or USB on-to-go. And then when we come around to the front, we have the power button on the far right. It is slightly recessed. We then have our 5 media buttons. We'll get back to the media buttons in just a little bit, because they do lots of other really cool stuff as well. And then we have our 2 switches, one of which changes what the media buttons do between Daisy, radio, and media, just like on our other BrailleSense models. And then we have our lock switch, which locks different parts of the keyboard. Locks the top panel, locks all the keys on the keyboard.
Inadvertent, if you're going to move it kind of quickly and you don't want to lose your space or something like
that. Exactly, yeah. You know. And then on the, which takes care of the front.
Right.
On the left-hand side, we have volume down and volume up. And then we have a microphone and headphone jacks. And we have a USB 2 port. And that sort of completes the trip around the edges, which brings us back to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And under the stereo speakers and the LCD display, we have your standard Perkins keyboard. However, added on each side of the space bar, there is an additional button. There's an alt and a control button, and those come in really handy. We haven't even talked about the operating system that we're using here yet. We're using Android Lollipop, at least for now. It's a totally upgradable operating system. But when you're using apps in Android, a lot of the time they have keyboard shortcuts built in,
right.
So you, and those involve alt and control keys. So we give you alt and control keys.
That is super cool. And again, super stylish, super flat. Would be easy to carry, won't be too bulky, and looks very stylish. The LEDs are kind of blue and light up really well. The HDMI port, now that's not unheard of because note takers in the past could connect to projectors.
Right.
Or other VI teachers could use that to be able to see what somebody was typing in for Braille input. You've demonstrated that in the past for us.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yes, I have. We're also going to have the ability to support Miracast. And
ooh,
other apps,
really?
So that you'll be able to send, if you don't want to mess around with things like wires,
right.
Then we've got an answer for that for you.
Okay. And possibly with Android, I guess you could even cast it like a Chromecast device in a way.
You can, actually. I did that with my Google Home the other night.
Yeah.
Tune in back in my office, and since we had Google Home and it was a chance to play with Chromecast, we had a Chromecast to Google Home, and
yeah.
We're blaring TuneIn Radio through the... not awesome, but decent speaker of the Google Home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There are a few other things to note about this that just to sort of zoom over them. We do have your traditional function keys like you have on the Braille Sense, for the previous Braille Sense model, so that you have function key 1,
mm-hmm.
Which is going to take you to the Braille Sense, to our start menu,
right.
Function key 2, which works as a menu key when
right.
you're in applications on the Braille Sense side, function key 3, which works as a tab key, and function key 4, which works as an escape key. And one of the things that really, which is a good time now to point out.
Do you want to turn off the power? Yes, Pronto.
No.
Well, and she's very helpful. And there's the voice. We'll get to that in a second.
And again, this software is a little bit rough.
Right.
It does some odd things every now and then.
Right.
But it was confused.
This is newly announced. So this is not going to be the shipping software.
Not the shipping software.
Right. What you hear right now is just kind of an advanced look, a sit down, a sneak peek.
From the bunker.
Yep. And that way you can get an idea of what the unit has at this stage, because naturally the release software is still a little forthcoming.
It is. But if I go ahead and for folks who have Braille senses out there, whether it's a Plus or a U2 or a Mini or an On Hand, if I press function key 1,
File Manager, F,
which sounds pretty normal. Now I'm using my scroll buttons, which just like on my other Braille Sense models, are to the left and to the right of the Braille display.
Word processor, W. Email, E. Media, M. Organizer, O. Web tools, B. Extras, X. Utilities, U. Settings, S. Help, H. Play Store, P.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
All apps.
So that's just a quick trip to the menu. So a lot of the things are the same, but there's also a lot that's different that's under the hood here. As an example, where the name Polaris comes in, when I go, I'm going to go back to my file manager,
F.
And I go down to my word processor.
Word processor, W.
And I press enter.
Top of document.
And now it looks like the old BrailleSense word processor. It feels like the old BrailleSense word processor, but what you're actually using underneath the hood is a version of Polaris Word. And Polaris is an Office suite of programs that's used by, I don't know, millions and millions of Android users worldwide. And Polaris is where we get the basic name for the BrailleSense Polaris. It's from this Office suite of programs. And it's sort of at the core of what we're doing on the BrailleSense side of things. So now that I'm in my word processor, I'm actually using a version of Polaris Word, which offers really infinite possibilities for upgrading, for adding features in the future. What we've done at the moment is we've maintained all of our features that we had in the old word processor. We've been able to port them over. You really don't notice any difference, but the difference is under the hood.
Right. You're not really having to relearn anything if you're already a BrailleSense user. A lot of that knowledge carries forward.
Virtually any keystroke that you're using on the BrailleSense is going to carry over. And it's been really kind of an interesting discussion that we've had at HIMSS when we're talking about making training materials, how a lot of our training materials for sort of the traditional BrailleSense apps are going to be the exact same materials, which is really way cool, except that they have additional features, like when you're using your schedule manager or your address manager, now it's also going to sync with your Google Calendar. So again, it feels the same, looks the same, does a heck of a lot more.
And more under the hood as far as hardware and specs and stuff go, because that way, you know, some people have that kind of fear of like, oh, I'm going to have to get used to a new feel of the keyboard. Oh, I'm going to have to learn new menu structure, new commands, and yada, yada, yada.
No new menu structure, no new commands, no new anything as far as your initial interactions with the BrailleSense side of things.
Right.
You were talking about hardware. This has I'm going to screw this up, and so my apologies to all the geeks that are out there ahead of time. It has a 2.1 gigahertz octa-core processor.
Woo! Octa-core.
Octa-core. Yeah. One of my goals in life is to see what an octa-core processor looks like.
It's like an octopus with, you know, a core in the middle or something like that. So octo.
Yeah. And then you just want to sing songs. Octa-core. I'm loving my octa-core. Woo!
An octa-core's garden at the bottom of the
scene. An octa-core's garden.
Yeah, I'll stop you there. We don't want to pay for the song.
That's right.
Ringo costs a lot of money. So, but there's...
Is an octa-core.
Oh, I like that one, too. That's good. Yeah, Pat Benatar. The thing about this, though, is that with the hardware, you've got speed and also, of course, let's get this out of the way. Voice. That's the number one question people are going to ask us on the podcast is, what kind of voices am I looking at? Can I change it? Can I make it male? Can I speed it up? Can I slow it down? What can I do?
Okay. And the answer is a bit complicated. We're using Vocalizer Express. So the voice that you're getting when we turn it on is the voice that you have on the BrailleSense specific applications at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, this is a young product that can always change, but what you're getting when you open the box. When you go into Android and other Android programs, and I always get in trouble because I'm talking about it. And now that we venture out into Android, we're totally in Android. But when we go out into things from the Play Store, you know, or Google Sheets or Google Drive or Google Docs or Google Slides, or we haven't talked about any of that stuff yet, but we will.
Yeah.
Then you can add whatever TTS you want.
Right. Okay.
So
you're at the limits of Android at that point, which could be a cappella or any number of things that you could do,
exactly.
Including Google TTS.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. But for the traditional BrailleSense applications, you're going to be using Vocalizer Express with Samantha at this point.
Gotcha.
Hopefully we'll get something really super cool in the future, but that's what we got now.
Absolutely. Will from Afar. That's a joke that we have. It's a voice that does things. Remember Saturday Night Live? Our top stories tonight. There's actually a voice that will yell for you.
That's right. That's right.
We've demonstrated it on other podcasts. Now, can I copy things? I mean, what are we talking about with memory and stuff like that?
Got 2 gigabytes of RAM and I've got 64 gigabytes of onboard memory.
All right. And then I could still use the SD card to expand
SD cards, USB drives.
Yeah.
And one of the things, we said we were going to get back to charging, and this is the problem that I'm having with this device, is I keep forgetting things. Okay, so you can charge through the adapter. Yay, I can plug it into a wall.
Right.
You can charge it by using USB micro, so you can plug it into your computer or into a...
Another source, right.
You know, whether that be sort of your Apple or Android charger or whatever. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we support, and this is an add-on, but it's an add-on that you can pick up at any of your local electronic stores, is we're supporting wireless charging using the QI standard. So it's those little charging mats that you can lie you can put the guy on and players just start charging up.
Yeah.
So, which I'm really looking forward to, because the fewer cords I can get off my desk, the better off I am.
That, you come home, you put your keys down, you put this down, you take it out of its case, you put it on the mat, it's charging.
Yeah, and then it just goes from there.
Gotcha.
So the other thing that's really cool about this, and I keep saying the other thing, one of the many things that's really cool about this.
And that's like you said, that's kind of the thing. There's so many new things to play with.
There really are, and it's a freaking pain to try to remember them all. So... Thank you, Hims, for giving me too much to remember. I've been hitting the head too many times
for
this.
There you go. Again, we say this is pre-release. Hold on.
That's right. There are sensors above the Braille cells, between the Braille cells and the cursor routers, so that you can do touch gestures. Flicks to the left, flicks to the right.
Oh.
And those will be partially implemented upon release, and those will be... There'll be more and more features as time goes on with those, but there are touch sensors there. There are also touch sensors. We have the media buttons on the front, and a lot of people, me included, really don't use the media buttons for a whole lot. And we're like, why are they there? What am I going to do with them? Whatever. Well, there are touch sensors in the media buttons that at some point in the extremely near future will allow you to flick left or flick right and then define several other functions that that media button can do.
Okay.
So you're...
Like macros.
Yes, yes. Very much like macros.
Okay.
So there's a lot of high-flying wizardry associated with it.
And again, a product that's just starting, more things to come, because HIMSS updates are free, as you've taught me over the years.
And always have been.
Yeah. And so when you come on board with this product, if you choose to come in early, you know that more things will be added to it, as it has been with other HIMSS products over the years.
Absolutely.
Now, so, yes. With that said, we're going to slide in here some information about the U2.
Yeah, because now everyone's sitting out there and they're thinking, oh man, I've got my U2, and what's going to happen to the U2? Is it going to become the paperweight that I use, you know, for the right. stack of mail in the office? And the answer is no.
Okay.
It will not. The BrailleSense U2 is still an active product. We have a firmware release that we were hoping would have been out by now that was a little bit delayed, and it'll be out later this year. So we are continuing to add things to the BrailleSense U2. It also has a few things, I guess for lack of a better word, on the blindness-specific side that the Polaris doesn't have. An example of that being, like on the U2, we have this really cool Bookshare app that'll run out and download your books for you.
Right.
Well, we don't have that on the BrailleSense Polaris because I can go to the Google Play Store, I can download Go Read, I can get... voice stream, yeah. And I can download my books and I'm fine. But if you want a totally 100% blind friendly, easy way of downloading your books, that Bookshare app may be the way to go.
Right.
Same with Bard. You can go get Bard Mobile from the Google Play Store, so we don't have our own Bard specific app on the BrailleSense.
Why
Polaris.
Duplicate what's already there?
Exactly. We can put our resources into other things.
Right.
So, you know, and we all, same with things like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. If you want a very simple user interface that's 100% accessible, online help all the way.
Yep.
Then the BrailleSense U2 may be the way to go. And it also does have things. You were talking about macros. We do have our macro editor
yeah.
on the BrailleSense U2. We have things like an exam mode, which, you know, will be coming to the BrailleSense Polaris, but aren't there at the moment.
So a mature product that's still getting more features is not being abandoned.
No.
Gives you the ability to decide whether you want to jump in on Polaris or not because you already have a HIMSS product. And maybe as you listen to this podcast, you might be thinking to yourself, yeah, I really do want one of those, but I'm not out the door yet with this particular product. So let me get my, you know, things together and then approach it from that direction, which
right.
is good. You know, there's overlap, which is important.
There's absolutely overlap. And if you want to get one of both, by all means.
No, sure. And some schools
I mean,
will.
By yeah, right. all means.
and we joke about that, but there are some organizations and some schools. So that might not be you as an individual listener considering that, you know, but for education, for organizations of blindness, for nonprofits, they actually will do that. They'll ride the other product through its maturity phase.
Absolutely.
So we make light, but it's because we're in the bunker and you don't know where we are. It's all secret and hidden.
That's right.
Now
it took a long time to get to this bunker.
I know I should have actually used a better GPS solution. That's the last time I ask Siri for anything because, you know, we're demonstrating an Android product. So I should have asked.
Several Google. Hundred feet down into the earth, Siri just didn't seem to really deal with very well.
No. She has problems with some forms of transit, I guess. Underground would be one of them.
Yeah, that
makes total sense.
Oh well.
Now with Polaris, which by the way, I'll say this publicly, I keep hearing the Megadeth song Polaris in my head. So
oh my god, I wonder if we should blast that away at the booth.
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Rust in peace. So there's definitely that going on in my head, but that doesn't have anything to do with the particular note taker that is in front of us. It's just a nice way for me not to forget the name. Your hands fit really well on that. You don't have a lot of distance. You don't feel like you're going to hit something accidental, like your finger's going to stray across.
Right.
And it has the same quiet sound that HIMSS has been known for with its keys.
Absolutely. Our keyboard, we're proud of our keyboard. We want you to be able to use a traditional Braille keyboard. But at the same time, we don't want to have people sort of staring at you like, what the heck are you doing? That bad boy's noisy.
Yeah.
So it's a line that we straddle, but we've been able to keep our quiet keyboard and the feel of the keys.
Initially 32 cells, correct? And that's
initially 32 cells without giving too much away so that they don't try to track me down and so I don't have to come back to the bunker.
Correct.
There are always plans for the future.
Right.
So if you're wanting a smaller device, hang in there. Hang with us.
Okay, and then here comes the other one. QWERTY.
At the moment, I'll tell you what, that's a really hard question to answer. If enough people ask for a QWERTY unit,
yeah, and if the market is there.
If the market is there, it is something we would certainly look at. We have not necessarily seen the market there. We do offer the, we're using Bluetooth 4.2, so you're able to connect Bluetooth keyboards.
Right.
Now's a good chance to rattle off some other numbers as well.
I like it. Back to the stats.
Yes, back to the stats. We also, our wireless protocols include BGN and AAC.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Now, one of the things that I'm really excited about is that we have NFC. So in the very near future, I'll be able to walk into Starbucks and use Android Pay and flash the Polaris and walk out with a cup of coffee, which strikes me as wicked cool.
I like that. And you could also do other things like, okay, so the other scenario is you could have some of those NFC tiles.
Oh my gosh, that'd be awesome.
So when you come home, you could actually tap your Polaris to an NFC tile to give you, you know, a service and then put it on the wireless charging. I mean, you know, this is working right into like an automated home scenario, which is really scary.
But since we're talking about home automation and smart gadgetronics for the home, it's a really good chance to go over onto sort of the Google Play Store where we do have the ability to download virtually anything that you would have that's there.
Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead
file manager, F.
And press function key 1 for file manager. I do have first letter navigation, so I could hit A for all applications.
Right.
So we're going to go to the all applications.
All apps.
And I'm going to press enter.
Skype.
And now I'm in a list of applications. And we'll go through, now some of these I've added, some of which are coming as stock applications on here. And right. I could just hit P and go to Play Store, but it's much more fun to show off some of the other things that are here. So we're going to go through the menu of some of the apps that I already have on here.
YouTube.
I downloaded YouTube. Can't be without YouTube.
Docs.
We have Google Docs, and you know Google Docs support is not unheard of for on other devices.
Mm-hmm.
So we have full support for Google Docs. For interactively working on documents using the Google Docs platform. But wait, there's a whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Voice dialer.
Oh, let's get voice dialer. I don't care.
Bard Mobile.
There's Bard Mobile.
Device okay. Policy. Search. Sheets.
Ah, we have Google Sheets, which we totally support. So now we're getting into Excel.
Wee, numbers.
So we do still have our Excel viewer
uh-huh.
For folks who want to look at Excel spreadsheets, and we have the ability to save as a CSV if you're using just a traditional BrailleSense app.
Right.
Or you can go into Google Sheets and you can have numbers to your little heart's content.
Okay. And then
slides.
You could always save that up to the cloud on your Gmail account, and then that could save you on storage and the like too.
Yes, it could.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. And while we're talking about other Google services that we support, we have Google Slides. Again, you've got choices here. If you want, if you're just going to be showing a PowerPoint, you could use our word processor and open a PowerPoint and have the images transmitted to a projector and
from the HDMI, right?
Through the HDMI, you know, and you would still have the ability to see the images so that you could run the PowerPoint as you always did from your word processor.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to run it from Google Slides, you can. You can create PowerPoints in Google Slides. I personally am not really into creating PowerPoints because they look like a blind person created them. And
I may represent that once or twice, and I can understand what you're going on there for. But for those who do, or for those who are much more enamored or skilled than you and I,
or bored,
that's true. Yeah. You could do that, which is good for a lot of you students out there.
Absolutely.
Tune in radio.
So I added TuneIn Radio, which is what I was using
for the
Chromecast the other evening.
Yeah.
Sound recorder.
We do have a sound recorder, which is just an Android stock app.
Downloads. Google Play Store.
Here's what we want is Google Play Store, and I could have used G to get there.
Mm-hmm.
What I also will get to in a little bit later, in a little bit, which is really cool, is we have total support for Google Classroom.
Okay.
And what Google Classroom does, if you're not in school at this point, then you can just sort of tune out for a second. If you are in school, there's a very good chance that you're using Chromebooks in your classroom. And if you're using Chromebooks in your classroom, you're using Google Classroom. It's sort of what Blackboard used to be.
Right.
For those of us of my generation.
Right.
It's where your class assignments are posted. It's where you can get in touch with each other in the class. It's where you can find your... you can comment on each other's work, each other's assignments. You can even have interactive documents so that I could be...
working, collaborating kind of thing.
Jenny Axler, who's in our international office in Daejeon, and I could be collaborating on a document at the same time and see what each other's writing as we're writing it 8,000 miles apart.
Right.
Which is way cool.
Again, internet connection, power of cloud, on and on and on.
Absolutely. So here, just a little bit of a brief bit of what we can do with the Google Play Store, we'll go ahead and press enter.
Play Store. Apps. Ampersand. New. Plus sign. Updated games. More.
And now we're going to go...
Show navigation door.
And now if I tab over, I can go to search.
Mm-hmm. Button search.
And so now I could, you know, if I go to the edit field.
Button clear. Button search. Edit box disable, search Google Play.
And it says edit box disabled. That just means that I press the enter key and it makes the edit box from disabled to enabled.
Gotcha.
And then I can just type in whatever app I want to be looking for.
Okay.
And what are we looking for?
Blind Bargains. Look for the Blind Bargains app.
B-L-I-N-D. Blind. B-A-R-G-A-I-N-S.
Oh, I wonder if we'll find anything.
Oh boy.
Let's see what we find here.
Oh boy.
App. Blind Bargains. Star rating. 3.3. Free.
No.
Hey, who rated you guys below anything but perfect?
Hey, we're like an Uber driver. That's awesome.
Yeah. So now we're going to go...
Button options.
We're going to go to options.
Mm-hmm.
Install. List install.
I do want to install it.
Okay.
Play Store. App permissions. Photos, media files.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Right. Bottom. Hey, but it reads all that, which is important. And if you are not familiar with Android, you get that when you install various apps. It's you know what you're going to do before you do it.
That's right.
Accept.
And now I'm going to have Blind Bargains.
Successfully installed Blind Bargains.
Yay!
Wow, look how fast that was. That was awesome.
That was pretty awesome.
That was crazy.
And so now, if I want to leave the Play Store, I can just press Function Key 4, which works as a close button, or I can leave it open. And at this point, I still have other apps open, like my word processor on the BrailleSense.
For the BrailleSense, right.
So we can just hit use Alt-Tab, which is Function Keys 2 and 3.
Task name, web browser. Task name, word processor. Play Store.
And now we're back around to the Play Store. So I had the web browser open earlier. And then again, this is one of those things where I'm like, ooh, don't forget the web browser. We're using Chrome. So we've totally redone our web browser. But again, it feels like the old web browser. It's just that it opens up all those pages that you were having trouble opening before.
Right.
So it's using Google Chrome over the
Under the hood. Under the hood, right.
That's right.
An overlay.
Over the moon and under the hood.
There you go.
Something like that.
And to Rabin, Grandma's house we go.
That's right. Or we'll have tofu reindeer or something.
Oh, yeah. So true.
So if I go ahead and press Function Key 4.
Apps, button show navigation drawer.
So now it just takes me back out. It's just taking me out one level at a time.
Okay.
And so...
End of document.
Oh, and then I pressed Function Key 4 again, and it closed out my all apps. So I need to go back into all apps, and I'll do that by going to the file manager.
File manager, F.
And then A for all apps.
All apps,
F. And press enter.
Skype.
And then we're back in our menu of apps that we have. And if we download into that menu.
Skype.
YouTube.
Blind Bargains.
Hey!
Ooh, there we go. Awesome, so if awesome, I press awesome, enter, awesome. Here we go.
Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals. Classified list, live on the edge. Or have an ultra lifestyle. An in-depth review of hymns and warm braille displays. About an hour ago.
Whoa.
Oh, there we go. Look at that.
There we go. Scott's article's up. All right, Scott. Way to go.
All right. So not bad at all. Then I can just use my tab key or... my scroll buttons or any number of other ways to maneuver around.
Yeah, okay.
120 pack San Francisco Bay French roast, 1 cup single serve coffee, K cups 4.
Okay. All right, that's deals.
Sold!
About 12 hours ago.
That San Francisco coffee is good, too. I'm just saying. And 120, boy, you better like it. It could be but I would drink it. That's a good bargain.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're leaving the Blind Bargains app before I get totally wrapped up in this and don't do anything else. So we're going to press.
And then he would hear a podcast that's already a podcast that we're doing right now. It sounds very recursive. I think that would be a bad idea.
That's right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
And so next Wednesday evening, which will be this Wednesday evening, for those of you who are listening to this, I can use my Polaris and I can listen to me, which always makes me happy.
That is true. You could actually play this to others to your heart's content. In fact, you could just leave that in the booth.
That's right. And I'll have me.
There you go. And then if people go, where's Dave? He's coming out of these speakers.
He's right there.
Right there. Not a problem. Now, you can play other media, though. We kind of glossed over that. We said YouTube, but it'll play MP3s. It'll play various audio files that people might have off of drives.
Oh, absolutely. And again, you're going to have a choice with that. You can either use our media player that you've used for a long time, or you can download any one of a number of media players and apps that are available in the Play Store.
Right, that generally are Android accessible.
That's right.
That are going to work with, say, TalkBack or something like that. It would probably work there. So VLC or one of the other players. Like
absolutely.
That. Yeah. Now, with that said, Braille. Certainly a lot of people are probably going, Braille and Android. I heard those two don't get along.
They totally get along. We support BRL and BRF files when you open our word processor. So you've got access to the document on the Braille display. You've got access to the document through speech. You can use contracted Braille entry. You know, obviously with UEB being our code of the week, we have UEB support built in. We have the same level of mathematics support built in for Nimeth and for UEB math.
Okay.
So you're not losing anything as far as Braille. And actually I don't know if we're the first. I always lose track of who's first and doing what, but I think we're the first to be able to open up Braille files in the word processor on the Android side and be able to have it spoken back to you as you're reading along.
And hypothetically, because wasn't there a Dropbox app for the U2?
There is a Dropbox app for the U2.
You could actually port all your U2 files over Dropbox, install Dropbox on the Polaris, and then pull all your stuff over if you wanted to do a clean way of, instead of trying to do like a connect to a connect and then trying
absolutely
to drive it all over that way, right?
And just to make life easy for you, one of the apps that comes pre-installed on here is Dropbox.
Hey!
Dum, dum, dum.
So set up your Dropbox account if you didn't already have one. Of course, you got to have a Skype account. Some of the things that we're showing you are accounts that you would actually have to set up if you were using a computer or an iOS device. So, you know, some of this we already have pre-set up, so that's why we're able to do it the way we are.
Right. And when we start looking at GoRead in a little bit, and when we start looking at Bard Mobile, those are also accounts that we already have set up.
Yeah. So you want to go and get those accounts if you didn't already. So check your local library or go get the Bookshare account. There's a million ways to be able to get Bookshare. Go support Bookshare so that way you can be able to get some of that. The idea here, though, is a lot of apps that you're already familiar with are already going to be here. So if you have that little bit of fear of, it's Android. Oh, wait, I've heard Android is the worst thing on the planet and I hate Google. There really is kind of more devices using Android or apps that are in Android that you would already kind of be familiar with.
Well, and the other thing that you can do with, you don't necessarily, the other thing that you're probably thinking of is I've already sunk $8 million into the Apple side of things.
True.
Out of every app ever made.
Yeah.
No problem. You can use the BrailleSense Polaris as a terminal for a screen reader so that you can use it as a Braille display for your iOS device, for your computer, so that you can, yeah, you can get the Android apps you want.
Yep.
That's right. It's the best. As Hannah Montana would say back when my child was growing up, it's the best of both worlds.
She's changed. She's that girl grew up. Hosted Saturday Night Live a couple of times. That's where I'm going. So you could do that. That's actually a really good scenario because that way you could have some familiarity, pick up Android as you go. But if you still wanted to be able to access stuff on your iOS device, you're not out the door because you could be able to do that with Braille by connecting that wirelessly.
No, absolutely. It's all a matter of choice. The beauty of any device that's worth its weight in salt is to allow you more choices.
So now that we've gone through some of these features, what other features should we move on to?
I do want to show Google Classroom. I can use first letter navigation to jump to Google Classroom.
Okay.
Classroom.
And so if I press enter here.
Button new notification. Open main menu. Button new notification. Open main menu.
And so now I can use I'm using my tab key to go through the
classes. Button join class. Button more options. Mrs. Benton's 2016 to 2017 class. Donna Benton.
Okay.
And so now this is my class.
Button class options. Bottom. Mrs. Benton's 2016 to 2000. Mrs. Benton. Button new notification. Open main menu.
Okay. And
Mrs. Benton's 2016.
You're hearing the teacher. If you hear a dropout in the edit here, it's because we don't want personal information to get out on this particular account. So the teacher's okay, but if you hear something odd here in this part of the demo, we're just trying to keep confidentiality going. So
that's right.
Button filter. Button more options. List stream. List classmates. List about.
So I can look at my classmates.
Yeah.
So let's go back and here we go. Let's go back to announcement.
Donna Benton. February 20th, http://www.lessonpaths.com/learn/i/forms-of-energy.
I'll get past the web address.
/forms-of-energy-13 forms of energy lesson path. Log into Discovery Education with your Google ID.
So here we go. I'm being told. This is how students are getting their information at this point. And so and if I press enter, right here, I go right to the website.
Button topic link, energy sources.
And so here's a topic link, energy sources.
Add class comment.
So I could add a class comment right here. I won't.
Assignment, Donna Bevan, February 14th. Edited February 15th. Due February 18th. Listening skills test.
Ooh.
Late.
I would say so.
Listening skills test. Go to https://student.masteryconnect.com. Enter the test ID 757,321, then enter your student ID number. Listen carefully. You may listen more than once during the test. The link for just the audio, at home on Mars, is https://go.gl/lwwn16https://
Yeah, whatever. I don't want all that stuff. I never listen to it.
That's crazy, though.
But it's really, it's pretty, and if I'm going to go look at my files here, or other assignments or things that I've posted,
listening skills test.
I can go back to the main menu, and then I can tab through, and we're going to...
List notificate, list enroll, list work, list Mrs. Benton's tooth up, list archived classes, list classroom folders, main opening in good drive, draw club button, open navigation drawer, F2 or space, plus sign, M.
So now I'm automatically on my Google Drive.
Right.
Classroom, button search, button view is list, CTR button refresh, CTRL, plus sign, Alt, plus sign, R.
So there we go. There's an example of where we the refresh is Control Alt plus R. So I could use my Control and my Alt keys,
right?
And then I could press R and it would automatically refresh.
Button more options. CTRL plus sign Alt plus sign O.
So you're getting your. So this is why we have the Control and the Alt folders. Keys here.
Name ascending. Mrs. Benton's 2006. Button more actions. Folders. Name ascending.
Okay, so now I go back up for more folders.
Drawer, sign into Pro 625. Switch to dot send voices. Button show accounts. My drive.
So here I can hit enter and I go to my drive.
Draw button no folders. Name ascending. Classroom folder modified. Button more actions. Minecraft photos folder modified.
No. Minecraft, you obviously.
What child isn't into that now, right? There you go. Now, also,
Google Docs shared modified.
While we're looking at this, if you're a parent, your child might be using Google Classroom, and this would be a way for you to be able, because a lot of times the teacher will want you to share in that information, or you'll get a parent account so you can log into that kind of stuff. We have that with our 14-year-old where
absolutely
he has that. And so you would be able to accessibly be able to go to Google Classroom if you say don't feel comfortable in the iOS app or on the computer. This would be another way that you'd be able to go in there and see and make sure that they're doing all their assignments, like we heard, late.
Late. Yeah, sorry about that, anonymous child. So, I did want to just show the Google Classroom. It would make for a really dull recording for me to work on a document with someone several thousand miles away, so I'll skip that part of it for you for now, but trust me, it works.
Yeah.
We're really excited about this part of it. What we've heard for years is we need Google, 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 but just giving you access to Google Docs isn't enough. So now you've got access to Drive, Sheets, Classroom.
Yeah.
So you've got the whole suite of Google applications there.
And some people have felt for a long time that the beauty of a note taker is a standalone device, but gosh, I really wish I had some extended connectivity, or why is there not an app for X, Y, or Z? I've heard that in presentation after presentation. This, again, gives you the ability to go both directions like we were talking about earlier, right?
So that's right.
We can be at the North Pole to be able to do some of these things, and then the South Pole if we want to use Bluetooth connectivity to do some of that stuff on other platforms. So that's actually, and then the power of the cloud fills the middle.
I don't know what, your Bluetooth thing reminded me of this, because I was thinking of the old days with note takers where you had to connect your GPS receiver by Bluetooth.
We do
have a built-in GPS receiver and Compass, and one of the things that I've been playing a lot with is Nearby Explorer.
Yes.
Because even with all the different GPS apps that are out there, and this totally dates me as old school, and I realize that, and it's too bad.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to have a GPS app on my note taker. I like to have one device that I can turn on and just always have there.
Sure.
And now I have an answer for that, because I can put Nearby Explorer on here. I download my maps onto my BrailleSense Polaris, and it works beautifully.
I'll give you a perfect example. Speech slaughters a name. Let's say Austin in Guadeloupe. you know.
Yeah, well,
Guadalupe.
It's even less than that. I just don't like using two batteries to figure out where I'm going.
Well,
I'm a creature of habit. It's how I've did it for years, and it's how I want to keep doing it.
Yeah, so, but I've got it in Braille. I've got it right there rather than do the rotate, do my rotor, and then go over to character, and then flick, flick, flick. No, I just run my fingers right there. Oh, look, that's how that's spelled. I had no idea.
You know? That's
so
right.
That gives you an idea, especially if it's a long set of numbers. So, you know, it's a matter of that. What I often tell people is the C, B, and V keys. You know, it all sounds the same unless you leave your finger there and say, Charlie, Bravo, Victor, right?
That's right.
Instead, I just run my finger up there and I know, oh, that's the letter C.
Well, and part of it's just rote habit. This is how a generation of blind people grew up using GPS. It was on your note taker.
Sure.
And
those who were wearing backpacks.
I was using Sendero back when it was you had it hooked up to your laptop. Yep. And it looked like you were going to launch.
Exactly. Are you going to walk on the moon? No, I'm just actually navigating with my GPS and its several CD-ROMs.
But I will know when I get to the moon.
Yes. I don't feel like I've walked there. But yeah,
you're
right.
You've arrived at your destination.
You are out of air.
Yeah.
So, you might have wanted to do a little bit more planning ahead. Now, with that said, the GPS on board, Bluetooth on board, 32 Braille cells, the multiple voices, ports just everywhere that you could possibly want, and then the connectivity of the cloud. What else are we missing?
Well, we've got dots on the cursor routers.
Oh.
What else are we missing? The Kensington lock is in the back.
Right. We went over that kind of stuff.
So, yes, we did.
Again, that's actually kind of great for people to know that there are all these features. They have the ability to get to the Play Store and Play Store functionality. Lollipop, and we also have all the things that you're already familiar with in the Braille family of BrailleSense products.
Well, and let's talk about Lollipop for a little bit, because one of the first things that people are going to ask is, can that be upgraded?
Yes.
And the answer is yes, it can. We are already...
We're already
looking towards the future of upgrading from Lollipop. At some time, you just have to lock things down and go with what you've got.
Right.
And that, for us, ended up being Lollipop. But it is not stuck there.
No, but a majority of apps work in Lollipop. Nougat is in the single digits of devices right now as we speak at the time of this recording. Nougat is 7.0 is just still coming to things like the Galaxy S7. So... it's good to know that you can go there, but the majority of people aren't there. Yeah, are on Lollipop. So most devices that you could buy in Best Buy right now are probably preloaded with Lollipop.
Yeah, they are. And we built this with the future in mind with our 2.1 gigahertz quad-core processor, or
Octa-core.
Octa-core!
Yeah.
It sounds like a superhero. Octa-core man!
I like that. That might be good. But, we found a mascot for Polaris. And Opticore.
Polaris and Opticore.
Or he fights Opticore. One of the two.
I am the evil Opticore.
Yeah, I like this. This is good.
But we've totally built this with the future in mind. We're not going to keep you stuck in an obsolete operating system. We're going to use it, you know, while we can. And then when the world moves on, we'll move with it.
And that functionality is good to know because, again, you're not locked into anything. You have cloud services to get everything off if you do want to switch. You have all that functionality and more. So I guess the scary part comes in. The numbers bit, is that where we have to go next?
We can go to the numbers bit because I think we've got some pretty exciting stuff that we can offer you.
Okay.
Our MSRP, our manufacturer suggested retail price, is going to be $5,795.
Mm-hmm.
However,
mm-hmm.
because we want you to get this bad boy now,
mm-hmm.
we do have an early adopter program that will be going from now until some point in the future, where you can buy your BrailleSense Polaris at $5,295.
Okay.
We also do have trade-in offers, so that we'll give you trade-ins back on your BrailleSense U2 or other HIMS note takers, also on your competitive note takers, your Apex, your Touch.
Yeah, right.
Instead of going into the specifics of some of those numbers, get in touch with your local dealer or call us at 888-520-4467 and ask for details. Because as soon as I quote some of these things, I'll get them wrong.
And it's a lot to go over. But the idea is that if you do want to trade in and move to the latest and greatest, you're already on board, you're already happy, your U2 is great, but, you know, I'd like to move on to the next one. You know, just like Apple tells you to bring in your iPhone or your iPad, you do have that process there. And you do have the introductory pricing or the early adopter pricing for those who want to come on board. and be ready to go and show off at summer convention.
That's right. Well, and I will give you, for Braille, since you too, we're giving $1,800 in credit. We're giving $800 a credit for a U2 Mini. We're giving $1,800 in credit for a Braille Note Touch at 32, and then $800 for a Braille Note Touch 18.
Right.
So we've got some pretty aggressive numbers that we're working with. We think we've got a product that revolutionizes is an overused word, and so I won't use it here more than I already have.
Agreed.
But it has the potential to open a lot of doors that haven't been opened before.
Right.
And we're very excited about that.
And remember that this is preliminary. We're looking at this product right here.
In the bunker.
In the bunker at CSUN Week. You know, we're looking at this in early 2017. So if you're listening to this podcast a few months later, definitely contact HIMSS to make sure that you have the most up-to-date information, because the podcast is relevant and the information is relevant. Pricing always changes.
888-520-4467.
Or that wonderful website,
www.hims-inc.com.
Excellent. Dave, I appreciate your time and coming down to the super secret bunker. We had to get Dick Cheney out of here.
I know.
He was always hiding in that undisclosed place.
He did not keep a very organized bunker.
I know. You would have thought after a couple of years, you know, he just like practically lived in, well, I think it was his man cave.
There are more Domino's pizzas boxes stacked over there. How they got them down here, I don't know.
Oh, it was like that scene in Ninja Turtle where he yes. stuck the money up through the grate and then they pushed a box of pizza down in there. I think that's how that worked.
That must be.
33 and a half, something like that. Dave, thank you for your time and thank you for this great look at Polaris.
Awesome. Much appreciated, man.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys, online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.